Why, it's your show. Bring up whatever you want. We launch in hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, we're going right back into the phone calls here. Jeff is on the line in Indianapolis. He called in. We got to his call right before the end of the first hour. I wanted to make sure we had a chance to really hash this issue out because it sounds challenging. It sounds interesting. And so, Jeff, you're back with us.
Hello.
All right. Why don't you just recap the reason you were calling for all of our new listeners who are just tuning in at the top of the hour here?
Well, yesterday you were talking about Ed and Elaine Brown's arrest and takedown at their home in New Hampshire. And you had been talking about how horrific it was. And as you were speaking about that, I was reflecting on my own feelings. And I really didn't feel horrified. And I mean, it just seemed to be inevitable and expected.
Is that how you feel? What are your feelings when you hear about someone who has never harmed another person being locked away in a jail cell for several years?
Well, I'm still not willing to commit 100% to the taxation of slavery argument. I think I understand its basic principle, and I think it's a compelling argument. However, these people were past the midpoint in their lives, and the Browns had been complicit with the government's demands for many years, and they had received the admittedly inefficient services of the government for many years as well before they stopped paying their taxes.
I don't really see how that's even a relevant point, sir. Just because people have put up with being victimized for a number of years and then all of a sudden decided to stop, that somehow means that they should be obligated to continue to be victimized on into their future?
Well, I would say that a decades-long pattern of payment and receipt of services, it comprises a very basic contract between the two parties.
No, sir. I don't think you understand what a contract is. A contract.
I can see how the government sees that as a contract and agreement. I can see how somebody who sort of agrees with the government's purpose and legitimacy. I can see how they would call that a contract. But many of us, myself included, pay our taxes simply out of fear. Do you understand?
Well,
the government rules with an iron fist, and they'll put me in jail if I don't pay. They'll separate me from my wife and my child if I don't pay them, if I don't give them money. I don't want their frickin' stuff, Jeff. I don't want anything they do. Go ahead.
I can understand that. But if you and I each run a business, and we do business back and forth with each other for many years, and we get to a point where I basically, know that I'm shipping you something out on the 30th and I expect to be paid on the 5th, then that's to be expected. And
sure.
If you stop paying me, I'm going to at one point in time say, okay, well, give me my money. And my point is, that they just stopped paying. They didn't say, okay, we want out of this. They just said, we're not going to pay anymore.
Well,
likely he did. What if you sent them a letter, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that have done this that
the IRS
has thrown in jail.
So he sent letters.
Actually, he did send letters to the IRS, and I figured he was the sort of guy that did that. So he sent them a letter. So your argument, that particular argument, is tossed in the waste paper bag.
Well, and it's also not fair to bring up a business-to-business example, because
right.
In business, when you're doing business with someone, you've got a very explicit agreement that says, okay, I'm going to pay you this for this, but if you deliver it by this particular date. Recently, I've been trying to sell my house in Florida. I hired a yard guy. The deal with the yard guy was, I'll pay you by the 10th of every month. Your responsibility is to go and clean up the yard twice a month. And we had a very explicit understanding.
Right. Whereas the government said, this is our turf, and you pay us, or you go to jail. Every time, that's how it works. We run this block, and you pay us. We protect you.
Now,
right?
let me jump back, though, because you never really answered my question, Jeff, and then we can go on with whatever point you want to make. But you never answered my question about how you feel when you hear about somebody, whether it be Ed and Elaine Brown or somebody getting arrested for having a joint in their pocket, whenever you hear about someone being put into a jail cell who has never harmed another person, how does that make you feel?
It depends on the situation. In the case of somebody who's got the joint in their pocket, personally, I've never smoked marijuana, but I look at that as a truly victimless crime. They are engaging in an activity they want to engage in. So that does make me, it's like, well, this seems really ridiculous and over the top. I'm on the Ed and Elaine Brown thing, I'm just sort of on the fence on the whole taxes thing.
But wait a minute. Are you suggesting that there is a victim to who to what Ed and Elaine Brown did? Because my question wasn't about the crime itself. My question was, someone has not harmed another person. They are put in a jail cell. Whatever the issue is, how do you feel about that? You're saying you feel bad if it's someone who had a joint in their pocket, but you don't feel bad if it's taxes?
Income taxes, specifically.
That's a good point. To reply to that, I guess you could say that there is... I don't know if you could really say that there is a victim in the case of taxes, except that they are receiving services, that even though they don't want them, that everybody else has to contribute to. And so you could say that everybody becomes a victim of that.
Right.
That's ludicrous. And it's collectivist.
The government does victimize everyone. I'll give you that. But, you know, it's difficult because basically to say that I have the same conundrum. The government needs taxes to operate. To not have taxes means no government. I don't believe that the world can quite make it without a government at all. My co-host differs with me on that particular issue. But
I would tend to agree with you more than him.
Sure. But I would say that there are certainly taxes out there that are far more legitimate and less onerous than the income tax. You know, now, sales tax, for instance, you don't have to pay sales tax unless you buy things. So therefore, it's not put upon you in that respect. Whereas a person doing business does have to collect that sales tax, otherwise they're in big trouble. If you know, gas taxes are the same sort of situation. Tariffs work in the same manner that if you want to import things to sell, you have to pay those tariffs. But they affect fewer people, and somehow the government managed to make it without income tax for the first 100-and-something years of its existence. And Ron Paul says, and I believe him, that if we were to get rid of the income tax now, the government would shrink to the size it was in the mid-90s. And I would say the government was large and onerous in the mid-90s.
And
we're talking 1990s, just so you know.
Right.
All right, so Jeff, back to your idea that, somehow it might be victimizing everyone by not paying income taxes, which is a very collectivist concept. Let's put this
into
perspective.
I did go to government school.
Sure, me too. Let's put this into perspective, okay? Let's say that I'm somebody who is painting driveways, and I go down the street and I paint everybody's driveway. Nobody asked me to do it. I just decided that everyone needs to have a good driveway painting. And so I'm going to go down the street and paint everybody's driveway and demand that they pay me for it. Now, do you owe me money for that service that I rendered to you?
No, of course not.
Well, wait a minute. I threatened every single person as I went down the street who didn't want to pay me, and I said, look, you don't pay, or if you don't pay me, I'm going to kill your children, or I'm going to shoot you, or something like that. I made some threat, vague or whatever, and they paid up. All of your neighbors, all 9 of the people that are on your street decided to pay up because, well, I offered them a service. I provided a service, and they paid me, and all of your neighbors paid, so shouldn't you pay me too?
I don't really know how to respond to that.
Who's the victim in that case? Who's the victim? Is it your neighbors? Is it you? Is it the person who painted your driveway?
Well, you've been the victim of aggression, obviously, because he threatened you.
Right. So, do you see the parallels between that little situation and how the tax situation?
Well, and you can extend it out and say that you've come and threatened everyone every year for 20 years.
Yeah.
And
they've been paying.
And they've been paying.
Right.
And so, therefore, some of the people probably want their driveways painted. I've gone around, I've seen painted driveways before, but it's rare. And it wouldn't really matter whether it's rare or not. Some people want it, and some people just do it because of the threat.
Jeff, your final thoughts?
I sort of agree, but yet at the same time, I feel like it was inevitable and we knew it was coming, and I'm having a hard time mustering up the horrified emotions involved.
I know what you mean. There's plenty of stories out there with about liberty in certain areas that they just don't quite do it for me in the same ways.
I'm sorry you feel so dead inside, Jeff, and I hope that someday you'll find the compassion that you're looking for. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, because For me, even though the issue might not affect me, that somebody getting arrested for something I would never do, I do feel inside what they, I try to empathize, to feel what they're feeling, and they feel outraged and saddened and depressed and sickened. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, enjoy those, including the wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Get interactive at wiki.freetalklive.com. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Don't beg, don't fight. don't depend on democracy. The only way to get your liberty is to build it for yourself. Read Freedom Engineering, an anarcho-capitalist adventure series at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. 800-259-9231. Just got off the phone with Jeff in Indianapolis, who, and I understand that he's not totally dead inside. I was just poking a little fun there at the end of the call. But I think that it's important to try to view things when someone is in trouble with the government for whatever it is that they've done, to try to view things from their perspective. Try to put yourself in their shoes and feel how they would feel. Even if you would never have engaged in the thing that they had done, try to imagine what it would have been like had you engaged in it. I mean, if as long as we're talking about someone who hasn't harmed another person, if we're talking about somebody who's murdered or raped or, set buildings on fire, done something that's actually damaging to another person or their property, well, then that's another story. I'm talking about nonviolent people. Nonviolent people like this man. Just a quick story before we go back to the phones to give you an example of something that many people will never, ever do in their entire lives. From La Jolla, California, a La Jolla high school student is in hot water for opening a deli on campus. Matt Wong, 17, loves making sandwiches, so he took his pastime from his kitchen to his school's quad. On his first day, he had 14 orders before lunchtime. However, his operation left a sour taste in his principal's mouth. Wong was ordered to shut down his deli because of health concerns and permit issues. Said Wong?
Yeah, well, you know, that the health concerns were a result of the permit issues, not the other way around.
Wong said,
you aren't properly permitted, so therefore your little establishment can't possibly be healthy.
Right. Wong said he was quite serious about making sure no one got a sandwich, but I managed to get them all out. Ha ha! While the principal suspended Wong for 2 days for not following orders, students said they enjoyed the gourmet sandwiches. So, many of us who are listening to this show are never going to open our own sandwich operation. Now, this guy happened to do it in his school. But many of us some people might want to open up their own food prep operation from their home. It's certainly a convenient location. You've already got your kitchen. You don't have to go and rent a storefront. You'll save a lot of money by doing it that way, and you'll also be breaking the law. Now, most of us aren't going to go and do that, but I can envision what it would be like should I have wanted to do that. Because I believe people should be free to live their lives how they want, as long as they aren't harming anyone else. And if you view things from that viewpoint, then it's easy to see why these things that the government is doing to people are so wrong. I don't care if this guy didn't have a permit. Certainly everybody that ordered a sandwich from him knew he didn't have a permit, but they trusted this 17-year-old kid to put, you know, bread and meat and lettuce and tomato together on a sandwich, you know, creating a sandwich. They voluntarily chose to buy something from him. Consensual crime, anybody? I mean, just people should be outraged about this story. They shouldn't feel dead inside. They shouldn't say to themselves things like Jeff said in that as well. He knew what would have happened. Hey, you got to have a permit. Everybody knows you got to have a permit if you want to do business. You have to have a license.
Right. Unfortunately, Jeff's argument doesn't really hold water if, you know, it's in the sense that if we know that it's going to happen, that doesn't make it right. Now, I understand why he's not horrified. It's, you know.
It doesn't even make it acceptable.
Right. And that's where I think he's somewhere between, well, you know, yeah, maybe intellectually I don't consider this acceptable, but I'm just not horrified. Fine. It's a place to start. That's okay. But, you know, if it happens every single day, that doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it okay. If they were dragging off the blacks and executing them every single day, pretty soon you'd become somewhat desensitized to it.
It's always been that way.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 100 years. What's the big deal?
What's with those uppity blacks trying to get away from the plantations?
Hey, this is what we do with blacks.
And how about those Jews trying to escape those concentration camps?
A better example, rather than blacks or Jews, is what if we had a rule where we executed people at age, 35, like Soylent Green?
Well, you know, we got to keep the health care costs down, Mark.
Now there's a better example, because we do it to everyone. Everyone's going to reach 35.
Right.
We drag them off. We execute them. We feed them to
the except the Supreme Leader. He gets a pass.
I
never saw the movie either. I'm just saying, if there's a Supreme Leader,
yeah,
he's
you can believe
get
George
pass.
Bush isn't getting executed at 35.
So your point about that?
Well, I'm just saying that it's
that would be okay then. Right?
Well, no, it wouldn't. It wouldn't be okay, and that's it's really the issue.
Right. You should be upset about these things. You should be. You should feel. Try to empathize, even if you can. Try your best. Okay. Try to imagine what it would be like when the government finally comes after the thing you like to do.
Right. And
maybe Jeff's just been lucky.
The other thing with taxes is one of the good reasons to stand up for them, against them, even if you don't consider them horrifying, is every year, I don't know how many thousands of people get audited, and that auditing process is awful. It's arduous. The government comes in, demands that you show them proof that you are, in fact, innocent, rather than proving that you are guilty. You know, and that whole process there is disgusting. Mm. So the Browns are standing up to that at the same time.
And how about the fact that taxes haven't exactly stayed at the same levels over all the time? I mean, year after year, they tend to go in one direction, and that's
up. They've gone down before, but yeah.
Generally, over time, Mark, they've gone up.
The amount paid certainly goes up.
The percentages have gone up, too. I mean, they started the Social Security tax at a much lower level than it is today.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to go higher if they're going to
save Social Security.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
It has to go up. Or they have to raise the, you know, so again, the deal changes every single year. It's been the same old deal for the past 100 years, even if that deal were okay, and it's not, but the deal has been changing as well. They continue to demand more and more. So people like Jeff, when will it become outrageous? When it's 50%? 60%? And I'm talking just the income tax, since that's what he brought up, was the Ed Brown situation. What if it's 80%? What if it's 90%? You know, at which point will then you say, all right, enough is enough. My line has been crossed. Do you even have a line? Have you ever thought about that before? Because it sounded to me, just based on his answers to some of our questions, it sounded to me like he hadn't even thought about a lot of those points before. And that's okay. There's a first time for everything.
Well, that's one of the reasons for the show.
Right. So think about it.
Well, you know, and the other part is it's sort of that argument that you're free as long as you're free to leave. You know, you're free as long as you're free to complain about it. Those aren't freedoms.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's freedom. It's certainly more freedom than a lot of people have. Don't do it in Cuba. But, you know, freedom isn't just the freedom to leave and the freedom to complain.
Let's go to your phone calls. Bring up anything. Talk to Richard in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live listening on KGEZ. Hello, Richard. Richard, Montana. Going once? Do we have Richard? Going twice? Let's try Rob in New Hampshire. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Rob?
Hello.
Is this Rob?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, a couple of things. I mean, it dovetails nicely with Jeff's call previously. I mean, there is no opt-in for government. You know, his argument that it's a contract because they paid taxes for so many years.
Right. If it's a contract, show me where I signed it.
That's right. And the same thing with your parking ticket. There's no contract, and I salute you for trying. Where they've got you over a barrel, in New Hampshire there's a state law that says you won't be able to register your car next year as long as you have the outstanding parking ticket. So
my car's not registered in New Hampshire. Hang on, Rob. We'll bring you back. Hang on. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08 and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The wise men had the North Star, Dorothy the yellow brick road. But like Jedi Obi-Wan Kenobi, you have an automotive force that helps you find your way. When I return, I'll enlighten you.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Though the sun does a great job all day, during its nighttime sabbatical, your vehicle's headlights illuminate your way. And this force has gone high-tech. Bosch's Adaptive Lighting Directional Headlamp System monitors vehicle speed, steering angle, and acceleration to anticipate the road ahead. It then continually adjusts headlamp patterns accordingly, switching combinations of 7 different lighting elements inside the lamp so you can see more clearly and drive more safely. Hey, who says there's nothing new under the sun? I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The features there we give away. And they include the updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh you need to know about the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We go back to Rob in New Hampshire. Rob, you're calling in about the story I was talking about earlier, how I have written a letter to the Bureau of Parking here in Keene, New Hampshire, letting them know that I'd be happy to pay their little parking ticket so long as they can show me the signed contract that proves I have an obligation to do so.
Right. Well, it's a good argument on your point, and of course, I think Mark pointed out they're just going to rely on the argument that we're the government, and we have the guys with the guns, and we have the boot, and we're going to come and get it.
Well, I expect that they will be relying on their brute force, and that's, you know, kind of the point is to show that that's all they're really about, is just using force on people, and that's why I'm going to publicize whatever happens as much as possible.
Well, and that's right, and like I was saying before the break, the you know, they can be much more subtle than that, and just there's a state law that says you can't register your vehicle if you have an outstanding parking ticket, and I think you were starting to say your vehicle's not registered in New Hampshire. And
that's right. It's my gangster friends in Florida are taking care of that for me.
But I'm not sure how long you can get away with that. You know, at some point, I assume you'll get a New Hampshire driver's license.
Why would I bother doing that?
Well, I don't know. I guess you have no kids in school. I think that's one of the requirements. I'm trying to think of what all the requirements are. But again, I mean, these are all government, you know, heavy-handed tactics.
Right, right. Yeah, I understand. I mean, people, when they move to a new place, they feel like they have to go and do these things, but I don't really feel that obligation. I know they want me to go and do that, but then again, that would be me signing some of their agreements that I'm not really interested in signing.
Well, that's right, and this gets back to Jeff's argument that, you know, you're kind of, you know, by being part of the system, basically by living here, you know, you're making an implicit contract with them, and, you know, I agree with you that, I mean, there's, you should be able to opt in for some of these things, but of course you can't. I mean,
yeah, I was looking at something recently. My water bill came, and here it's every 3 months. They sent a little piece of paper along with it that explained why the rates had gone up this year, and it said on the back side of the water bill, it said, there was like a little question, frequently asked questions, do my tax, my property taxes go to fund the water department? And the answer was no. They said 100% of all the funding for the water department comes from the customers, comes from the individual bills that they send out for everybody getting their water service. And I said to myself, you know, well, if they can do it for the water department, why can't they do it for the other wonderful government services and programs that we have out there? The fact is they can, it's just that they don't.
Well, and it raises a good point, is what exactly is the purpose, the stated purpose of having parking meters? You know, what are you paying? Is it to pay for repaving of the roads? Is it to pay for sidewalks?
Well, the purpose of the parking meters in this town, and I don't know what every town would have different reasons for doing it, but the purpose of this town is that it's a very congested downtown area, and there's a lot of people that live downtown, and a lot of those people would choose to park their cars, the people that live downtown in these buildings that have no parking, really, they would choose to park on the street, and they would take up a parking space that could be used by a person who wants to use one of the merchants on the street. So therefore, it makes it very difficult for the merchants to make money when there's a bunch of people, you know, parked there that aren't using their stores. Now, it's very true that the owners of the stores have not taken responsibility, not the stores, but the buildings have not taken responsibility for what it is that they're, you know, trying to do here. And these buildings are from before the times that cars were around, you know. So,
well, they can't take responsibility because they can't own the parking spaces. If we were to allow the building owners to actually own the spaces that abut their buildings, then we'd have a completely different situation where each building owner could make a decision based on, you know, for instance, if I own a building with a business on the bottom and apartments on the top, I would want to know from anybody that wanted to live in one of my apartments, I would have it in my agreement that, look, you are not allowed to park around this particular building, and we have parking spaces for you, but they're over here, and you may use those, and if we spot your car in any of the spaces around the building, then, you know, you will be subject to being towed, and that could all be worked out via private contract. If we just let people own the parking spaces in the first place, rather than leaving up to the government to make these arbitrary decisions.
Well, you know, I agree with you in a sense, but that's a very hard thing. I mean, you are able to, you know, and we'll see how far you get with this, but seemingly, I'll just throw out the term, thumb your nose at the local parking authority, which is centralized and which is tied into the state government and can at some point, if you decide to register your car here, say that you have to pay. Now, if you're a private business owner and you happen to own, you know, a 20 by 6, you know, square foot space in front of your store, you know, how are you as that business owner going to get Ian to pay for parking in front of that space when the government can't do it?
How many business owners actually charge for parking? Now, there are the people with parking garages that do, and I'm presuming parking garages, many of them are, I mean, certainly some are owned by government, some are owned by private businesses. But outside of that, how many business owners actually charge for parking?
No, I agree, but I'm getting back to the point that you raised, that if you let the, you know, if you're talking about on-street parking and the business owners want to say, you know, this is my space, you know, we want to control who parks there, then, you know, there has to be some way to enforce that as a private contract, and I think it would be very difficult. You know, on the other hand, if you say that that's public space, why does a business owner have more right to say, I have an interest in that space than the person who lives upstairs from that space and is probably paying taxes and, you know, so forth? And
well, that's, obviously saying it's a public space is a problem, and that's what we're trying to change, is to change it to private property and allow the marketplace to come up with those solutions. Because right now, nobody is trying to come up with those solutions. It's just this one-size-fits-all government solution. Maybe some properties, I think it should be up to the property owner, not the business owner necessarily, because in many cases, these business owners are just leasing their properties or leasing their spaces. So it should be ultimately up to the property owner
right
to decide.
The landlords have have abdicated their responsibility in this arena, in the situation we're talking about. They say to the government, please handle this parking problem because we just don't know what to do. You know, our renters won't park where we want them to and stuff.
I'm with you, but, you know, is the street in front of a storefront in downtown Keene, is that public or is that private? I mean, there's got to be some public space.
It should. No, I don't think there should be public space.
I think
space.
You would agree that public space is wrought with all kinds of difficulties,
tragedy,
right?
Of the commons, anyone?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, how do I get from my property to my neighbor's property that's a mile away if there's no public space in between here and there? Do I have to pay three different, you know, or 500 sets of tolls?
No, it's in the same way that you can go into, you know, your grocery store, walk in, use the bathroom, and walk back out without ever having to pay a dime. You know, the same idea would apply there, that people that would own the roads would have an incentive to allow people to travel on them. Some may try for the toll method, but I think they would be put, you know, they would change their methods after other people went for advertiser support or sponsorships in some way. There are different ways to pay for roads outside of tolls. I believe tolls are kind of an antiquated way to pay for roads, personally. And again, we don't have the ability to have the marketplace decide these things because the government owns almost all the roads. But yet, whenever you find private roads, for instance, Disney World is an excellent example, they are usually very well taken care of on the insides of gated neighborhoods, for instance. Of course, then there's also the guy that lives at the end of a dirt road, and there's not a lot of traffic going out there, so he doesn't really have to have a beautiful road to get to his house. So if we were to actually have private road ownership, we'd have the marketplace and all the wonderful people in search of a profit out there innovating and coming up with neat ideas as to how to make things work better. But right now, we live in a road situation where government has dominated it for decades, and really the only fundamental change that we've seen is that they've moved from halogen lights in the bulbs to LED lights. I mean, that's really been the only significant road change that's happened the last few decades.
Well, you know, you're raising a good point, and here's an example. There's I think it's Bethesda, Maryland. I'm a photographer, and there was a situation about 2 months ago where, in fact, it led to some sort of, you know, protests, you know, a bunch of photographers converging on downtown Bethesda. The city government had given some developer basically control over the downtown area.
We'll find out what that's all about. Hang on, Rob. Bringing you back. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. AC in here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Want to support the show? Then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting a great deal on the brands that you trust, and you're getting shipped, getting them shipped in many cases for free with free Super Saver shipping. So get all those details and order some stuff in 41 different categories. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go back to Rob in New Hampshire. You were telling us a story, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get it all out. You're a photographer. You were in, where was it, Bethesda, Maryland?
No, I'm in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but this was an incident that happened about 2 months ago, I think. It might be a bit more. There was a redevelopment district in, I think it's Bethesda, I'll have to check this.
Okay.
But it was somewhere in Maryland, you know, and it was, you know, a rundown area. The local government had given some developer basically tax breaks and incentives, et cetera, to go down and redevelop the downtown area, build stores, you know, all the things you'd normally expect. And in exchange, the developer was basically given ownership over what would look to any ordinary person as private, as public streets. You know, it's as if someone had come into Keene and, you know, redeveloped everything, you know, renovated all the buildings, you know, repaved the roads, put in new sidewalks, and that person now owned downtown Keene.
Okay.
So one of the things they did was say that, you know, you couldn't walk around, you know, you or Mark or me with a camera and take pictures of, you know, buildings, flowers, people, you know, whatever.
And, bizarre.
Bizarre, but all in keeping with, you know, the idea that this was now privately run space that most people assumed was public.
Gotcha.
So I agree with you in that, you know, private contracts can, you know, take care of a lot of things, but you know, you get into areas where there sort of has to be some public space that, you know, everybody has right to. And, you know, don't forget, one of the tenets of a democratic system is to protect the minority against the majority.
Well, the democratic system is trash. It's the essentially
it doesn't protect the minority from the majority. It's majority rule every single time, so it's just nonsense to suggest that the democratic system is going to behave any differently.
That's one of the, theoretical, pluses. To prevent a situation.
Theory's one thing and reality's another. The fact is there are plenty of private places, privately run business establishments that are open to the public. I can go to 7-Eleven tonight if I want to and go and walk around and do things in 7-Eleven and then leave. They can kick me out anytime they want to, but as long as I'm not breaking any of their overt any rules overtly, I will be allowed to shop there and use their bathroom and do my business there as is necessary. So just because a place is privately run doesn't mean it's not open to the public, and I disagree that there need to be some public
really,
areas.
In this instance, it's about an issue of expectations. Everybody thought, and I think reasonably, that what we were talking about was a public area that had the rules that the public areas have, and it wasn't. But I think that if you were in a shopping mall or even a plaza that wasn't covered, it was still outside, that you might think that you had the ability to take pictures, but then when they came out and said, excuse me, sir, you're not allowed to take pictures here, no more pictures, you're going to have to leave. If they said that to you, you'd be like, okay, well, it's their property, I guess I can go off their land and use a telephoto lens if I really want to do that. So it's about expectations. People expected that, and there's going to be some issues of expectations. I don't think that because somebody had their expectation, their feelings hurt because their expectations weren't met, is really a good argument for public space.
Right, and plus, if you look at the history of these this public property that you're advocating for, Rob, if you look at the history and you look at when you have a piece of land, a plot of land, wherever it is, whether it be a beach or whatever it is, that the government supposedly is taking care of, so everyone can use it. Everyone has a right to this land. Well, we see what happens, and that is that usually it's neglected, it's trashed, it's not taken care of appropriately, or there's a total crackdown on the part of the government to where, for instance, where we come from down in Florida, the beaches, you could make the argument, this is public, I should have the right to be here. Well, if that was true, then I should be able to go to the beach at midnight, but the beaches are closed. And if you're on the beach at, midnight or 1 a.m., the cops are going to come, and they're going to either kick you off or possibly even arrest you, depending on how ornery they're feeling at that particular time. So the whole concept of public property that everyone has a right to, it just doesn't even play out. It's, once again, the theoretical versus the reality. It doesn't work out in reality, and what you end up with is just a piece of property owned by gangsters calling themselves the government, that they sort of make they pretend as though it's open to everybody, but it's not. It's only open to you if you jump through their hoops and follow their rules.
Well, I agree with you on that. I mean, I actually grew up in Florida, so I know what you're talking about. But let's think back to, if Henry Flagler had, claimed all of, South Florida back in the 20s and said, this is my beach, then what would be the difference?
Well, the difference there is that Henry Flagler wouldn't really understand very much about homesteading. The fact is, when you want to claim a piece of property, there are different levels of homesteading that you can do to show that it's yours. You can't just go to the moon and sink a flag down and say, hey, this is our moon. You have to show evidence that it's yours. You have to develop it.
That's what's called homesteading. You have to.
Right.
Sort of,
I mean, the people that enforce the homesteading is the government. And so that then gets back into a public,
Actually, the government doesn't protect homesteading. Yeah, you can get a government agency to write down that you own a particular plot of land. But back when they were doing a great deal of homesteading, it wasn't always the government that recorded these things. There are plenty of private companies that recorded the homesteads also. It was, in fact, the person on that land with a shotgun that protected that land. The government didn't protect it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just sort of...
Well, that's right. So then we get into a situation like gang control of an inner city, that says you can't walk down the street because this is our gang, and, if you walk through here, then,
Well, you understand that gangs are powered by the black market and that kind of thing. And do you think that the average 50-year-old who wants to make money is going to say, you can't come on our block, this is our block? No, they want you to come to their block.
Right. Gangs don't exist without prohibition, and prohibition only exists if a government is around. Now we're getting into the world of, you know, you're essentially getting into the world of how will property work without the government around to say, this is his, this is yours, and so on and so forth. And I highly recommend an excellent book written by Morse and Linda Tannehill called The Market for Liberty. I've turned it into an audio book. You can go to book.freekeen.com to download a free copy of it and read it or listen to it. There are different ways you can do it. There's audio version or the PDF version, both totally free. But they talk about how the marketplace can handle this, where if people are homesteading their properties, they can have titles to their property. If a title is disputed, then that dispute can be heard out in private arbitration courts that will look at the different claims to the property, and they will make a decision as to which claim is correct. So there are definitely ways that the marketplace could handle these issues, Rob.
Well, cool. I'll leave you with one thought, because this is a complicated issue and
sure.
won't be solved, between us. But, if you don't have sufficient property to be self-sufficient, I mean, if you can't grow your own food, if you can't provide for yourself and your family everything you need without leaving your property, then things get very complicated. And
not really. Because most people live that way. In today's world, in urban areas, most people are that way. I couldn't possibly grow my own food on the property that I own.
Hold on. You're jumping to the conclusion, the sort of statist conclusion, that, in fact, if we didn't have police officers, that the world would be running, that gangs would be running amok and chaos would be everywhere.
No, I'm not jumping to that, but I'm saying, I live in, pretty much downtown Portsmouth.
Okay.
And if I couldn't, leave my property.
Who said you can't leave your property?
Yeah, what's making you think that would happen?
Because somebody owns the property that, immediately exists beyond my property.
Okay, do you live on a street with two ends on it?
I do, but who owns...
Okay, hold on, wait. Let me go on here. Now, there's people on either side of you that would have the same dilemma, right? Now,
well,
if you each
right.
owned your property out to the middle of the road, then you would all probably come together and say to yourselves, you know what? It'd be really great if we could get off this street. I'll tell you what, you drive over my piece of road, I'll drive over your piece of road, we got a deal.
The fact is, business owners want you to come to their places of business, so they're going to encourage that activity to happen. People want to travel back and forth, and so the marketplace...
mention that the reason we don't have flying cars is the government.
Right, that's true. And the marketplace, the way it operates, Rob, and thank you for the call tonight, great conversation.
Yeah,
the way the marketplace operates is people get what they're demanding, because people in search of profit come up with innovative ways to make a buck off of giving people what they want. So if you want to get from point A to point B, guess what? Some guy's going to have a solution for you.
So far, we've got solutions for every other problem people have.
Yeah.
Somehow the marketplace has done that.
1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Gasoline.